God has a very important spiritual purpose for every Christian. There is an important spiritual purpose.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. Poorly understood biblical concepts are necessarily poorly enjoyed and poorly empowering. The concept of God's anointing is just such a concept. This evening, Pastor Brian Grant will bring a message that will offer clarity from Scripture, showing how God's anointing is the constant reality of every Christian life. What is often missing is the power of that enjoyment. Here now is Pastor Grant with the first part of his message, Blessings of Our Anointing, Part 2.
A turtle was crossing the road when he was mugged by two snails. When the police arrived and asked the turtle what had happened, he said, "It happened so fast. I can hardly explain what happened." You see, the rapid attack by these two snails had brought about a very bad day for the poor turtle. And in today's text, David was having a very bad day. For like us, David, his life was filled with ups and downs. Am I the only one who knows about ups and downs? His life was filled with ups and downs. And today, as we conclude a message I started last week entitled The Blessings of Our Anointing, it is my prayer that the Lord might use some of the practical lessons we intend to discuss this morning, practical lessons from David's life, that God will use these practical messages to help us grow deeper in our faith in the ups and downs of our lives. There are three things I want to share with you this morning, three main things I'd like to share with you today about God's anointing. And the first thing, you can put this in your notes. We covered it a little last week, although we didn't give it a heading. The first thing I want to speak about very, very briefly is the reality of our anointing. The reality of our anointing. I'm not going to say very much about that because we spoke about it last week. But it's important to realize that every Christian has been anointed by God. And as I said last week, and you can put this one down because last week you didn't have the benefit of the notes. But as we said last week, at salvation, every Christian was anointed by the Holy Spirit and equipped for service. Every Christian has been and was anointed by the Holy Spirit at salvation. Amen? So let's put a verse on the screen that we shared last week. I just want to leave you with this verse in case you didn't see last, weren't with us last week. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. "Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee." You see, once we're saved, we don't have to go seeking the anointing. We don't have to explore or do anything or work anything up to be anointed by God. For at salvation, God not only gave us His Holy Spirit, He not only sealed us, but He also anointed us. But it's good to know that we have been anointed by the Spirit. But the second important thing we want to talk about this morning is the purpose of our anointing. We never hit this head on last week. And so I wanted to make sure we're clear this morning on the purpose of our anointing. It's good that I'm anointed by God, but why? What is the purpose of the anointing? Oh, it's not so that you can speak in tongues. It's not so that you can get all excited and shout. You see, in the Old Testament, anointing involved pouring sacred oil on somebody's head, or sometimes it would be smeared on an object because objects could also be anointed. But as it referred to people, in the Old Testament, listen, usually a prophet would come and that they would pour holy oil on someone and they would anoint them, get this, for some specific holy purpose. They were set apart for a specific holy purpose. And we saw that in 1 Samuel 16 when the prophet Samuel anointed David as king. Now, in the New Testament, God didn't leave our anointing to a prophet. Amen? In the New Testament, God anointed us himself. So write this down, based on what we learned from the Old Testament, here's what we can conclude about the anointing. God's anointing of every believer signifies that he has set each of us apart for a specific holy purpose. Amen? God has set us apart for a specific holy purpose. God has a special plan for every Christian. Now, sadly, I believe there are some Christians who just want enough of God to get by. Oh, they're not very excited or enthused about finding out what holy purpose God has set them apart for, because they have their own purpose, they have their own plan. And what if I'm speaking to somebody like that this morning? Oh, you're glad that your name is in the book of life. You're glad that you're not on the road to hell. But as far as discovering God's purpose for your life and carrying out God's purpose, that's the furthest thing from your mind. You know, most of us have appliances in our homes. You have probably a refrigerator, and you have a stove and a dishwasher, and you have all these appliances. But you know, each of these appliances has a unique purpose. So I got to find out that if you decide to cook dinner in the refrigerator and then freeze it on the stove, you're going to have a tough time. Am I right about that? You're going to have a difficult time cooking dinner in the refrigerator. You see, the refrigerator wasn't made for cooking. You see, the person who created the refrigerator and the person who created the stove, they have the authority. It was up to them to decide what those appliances were created for. Am I right about that? The Creator has the opportunity and the right, the authority to decide what that thing is designed and was made for. I want to tell you, my friend, how I wonder if we realize who was our Creator, who created us. Who was it who saved us? Who was it who anointed us? And my friend, I'm suggesting to you, if you're a Christian, the one who created you, the one who anointed you, he is the one who has the authority and has already decided what your best purpose is. So go ahead and try cooking in the refrigerator. You know, I went to somebody's house and they had a washing machine, what do you call that thing, a dishwasher. And I'm not talking about their spouse, but, you know, they had a dishwasher. But I noticed they would wash all the dishes, they'd wash all the pots, they'd wash them, they'd dry everything, and they'd put in the dishwasher. Is that odd? And that's what the dishwasher was made to do, the washing. But then after, I got to find out why she was washing everything and then putting it in the dishwasher. The dishwasher was broken. The reason it wasn't carrying out its purpose is because it was broken. And I'm here to tell you this morning, if you are a Christian and you're not carrying out God's purpose, the reason you're not carrying out God's purpose is because you're broken. You may think you're okay. You may think you're so cool. You've got it all together. But if you're not carrying out God's purpose, you are like a broken dishwasher. And God wants you to know, my friend, God wants you to know until you determine to carry out his purpose. Listen, you are never going to live the type of fulfilled life that he intended for you to have. So let me leave you with this note before I pass on. Write this down. God has a very important spiritual purpose for every Christian. There is an important spiritual purpose. Are you pursuing his purpose for your life? Or are you just in la-la land? Are you carrying out God's purpose? First, the reality of our anointing. Second, the purpose of our anointing. And third, the blessings of our anointing. Now, I warn you, don't get too excited that we're at the final point already. Don't get too excited. Because we're going to stay here a little while. Is that all right with you? We're going to park right here. The blessings of our anointing. You know, as we pursue God's purpose for our life, we can move forward with confidence that, listen, if you decide today that I am going to pursue God's purpose for my life, you can pursue it with confidence, knowing you will, in your lifetime, fully achieve God's purpose for your life. You said, Pastor, are you really sure about that? Yes. If you determine you're going to pursue God's purpose, part of the blessings we are talking about are designed to make sure you pursue and achieve God's purpose. So we already spoke last week, we spoke about the blessing of divine favor. And because of God's divine favor, God will make all the connections necessary to put you exactly where you need to be. The blessing of God's favor. God will see to it that you achieve everything you're supposed to achieve, and he will put you in position. We talked about last week the blessing of God's divine protection. Listen, just think of it. Just think of God's divine protection. Look at the Apostle Paul. Look how many problems he went through. Look how many times he was imprisoned in jail. But he got out. Look, he was shipwrecked. And by all accounts, he should have been dead. But he survived. He was bitten by the poisonous viper. He should have died. But because of God's divine protection, everything, he survived. He was imprisoned in Rome, but he was released. But when he was re-imprisoned, by the time he was re-imprisoned, he had finished his purpose. And so as he brings his life to the end, we hear him saying, I have fought a good fight. I have what? I have finished my course. And because of the blessings of God's favor, God is going to see to it that when we decide to pursue his purpose for us, we will not pass this life until we have achieved his purpose. Amen. Oh, divine, what we have seen so far, divine favor, divine protection. But third, divine resilience. That's an odd one. Divine resilience. But as you will see in a moment, this is a critical blessing if we're going to achieve our purpose. Sister Cheryl, I think God is working in the same direction, because the thing was about encouragement, and this issue of divine resilience by God's grace is designed to encourage us, but to challenge us. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 6. Now it happened, when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag attacked and burned it with fire. They had taken captive the woman and those who were there, from small to great. Verse number 3, so David and his men came to the city. There it was burned with fire, their wives, their sons, their daughters, everybody had been taken, then David and the people who were with him lifted their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. David's two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail the widow of Nabal the Carmelite, had been taken captive. David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David, what? Strengthened himself in the Lord his God. What was that first song they sang? I think this is, what's that? Cast all your care on him. Why don't you cast all your care? Isn't that what David did? David strengthened himself in the Lord. The enemy had taken everything David had. All his possessions were taken, were burnt up. His two wives were captured. His reputation was destroyed because the people wanted to stone him. Wonder how would you have reacted if you were in his shoes? Though I get calls sometimes, members call and they want me to pray, and I'm so happy to pray. But sometimes, you know, as you listen, you realize that folks who sometimes have a really bad, horrible, rotten, no good day, they figure it's hopeless. You look at a story like this, you say, if it was me, I'd have gone crazy. I just couldn't handle it. And in the natural, that's true. In the natural, when drama comes upon us, it just blows us away. We can't handle it. But my brother and sister, and for those watching us, listen, here is one of the big takeaways for today. Since God has anointed us for a purpose, he has blessed us with divine resilience to help us persevere through tough times. Well, I hope you hear that this morning. God has blessed us. And my brother and sister, listen. God is blessing us and he's going to help us through the tough times. You say, what is resilience? Put this in your notes. Resilience is the ability to withstand adversity and to bounce back from difficult life events. Resilience allows us to what? Bounce back. We can make it. Amen? For God has blessed us with divine resilience. And I'm speaking to somebody this morning who is going through some tough times right now. Perhaps some drama in your family. Perhaps somebody has died. Perhaps it's a serious sickness and you're struggling and you don't know, can I go anymore? And God is saying to you this morning, yes, you can make it. Because I have blessed you with divine resilience. You know, as David was going through his really bad day, it's important to note, I almost skipped over this verse, but I think it's an important verse. So I want to look at it first. It's important to see what he did in verse number 4. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. Now, David was not only weeping because he'd lost everything, but he was also weeping. Partly the reason why he was weeping was because David knew that part of this was his fault. You say, how in the world was it this his fault? Look at 1 Samuel chapter 27. Oh, just a verse or two. You can read the whole, you know, when you go home, read 1 Samuel 27 all the way through. But 1 Samuel 27, verse 1, I'm just going to pick up two verses for sake of time. And David said in his heart, now I'm going to perish someday by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines. Saul will get despair of me to seek me anymore in any more part of Israel. So I shall escape out of his hand. That's verse number 1. And verse number 6. So Achish, the king of the Philistines, gave David Ziklag that day. Therefore, Ziklag has belonged to the kings of Judah to this day. Oh, listen. David had evidenced God's divine protection. And we've seen that already in our series, haven't we? David had seen God's divine protection over and over. But David had gotten tired of running from Saul. And so for a simpler life, he decided to take things into his own hands. And without consulting with God, he left Israel and went to Philistine territory and got the king of Philistines to give him Ziklag. He had gotten rid of Saul. Sometimes not everything that seems easy is God's idea. Amen? God's best is not necessarily what you may think is easy. David was outside the will of God, and things seemingly went well for over a year. But one day, David was called by the king of the Philistines to join the war against Israel. Can you imagine it? This young man, who at 15 was hand-selected by God and anointed by God to be king of Israel, God's earthly chosen people, this young man is now suited up with the Philistines to fight Israel, God's chosen people. What in the world has happened?
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to Him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that, and mean it, God will hear you, and He will answer your prayer, and He will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-242-5550, or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for online worship this Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. at livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. It would be a pleasure to have you as part of our online audience. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.